It looks as if Section 25 of the Constitution is not going to be changed to allow for the expropriation of land without compensation. The ANC and the EFF have finally, and I think inevitably, agreed to disagree that they will never find common cause on the wording of the clause, which would replace the current Section 25. The EFF essentially wants the state to be the custodian of all land, and the ANC says, no, that's not what we want. So it looks as if the ANC is going to try and achieve its goals through an expropriation bill rather than through a constitutional amendment, which Professor Ruth Hall of Plas is something you predicted would happen last time we spoke, a month, 6 weeks ago, however long ago it was.
Yes, and John, it's not because I'm some kind of clairvoyant. It's always been very obvious that the ANC and the EFF use this term expropriation without compensation to mean entirely different things. And the ANC's never been wedded to nationalizing all land. That's what the EFF wants. When it comes down to it, they can't find common ground.
And they never will.
Well, actually, now, I think the ANC was put into a corner by the EFF a couple of years ago when this Constitutional Review Committee was appointed. And the ANC, of course, remember this started in February 2018. Ramaphosa had been 2 weeks in the job as president. And when the EFF put this motion in Parliament, the ANC, in a sense, had no choice but to say, OK, we support the idea of changing the Constitution, but we want to adjust terminology. And, you know, then 3 years has elapsed. I think that at this point, the ANC is in a position where it's saying, listen, we don't want to nationalize the land. And I think that actually it would be quite a hard sell to get an entire electorate around the idea that this all the land. And I think the difficulty there is that the middle class doesn't particularly want that either. And in fact, poor people don't find that the state is a very good landlord either. So the question is really then, where does the political support come from? My view is that we've seen quite a lot of political theatre over the last few years. But when it comes down to it, I think that the ANC's argument, which is, yes, there's a role for the state to own some land, but there's also space for private ownership and traditional ownership. I think that the ANC actually is going to stick to its guns on this one.
And that expropriation bill, because Ronald Lamola was saying in that interview with the Sunday Times that they never promised the NASREC conference that they would amend the Constitution, that they can achieve their promise by the expropriation bill.
Exactly. You know, so the ANC, of course, has never tried to expropriate without compensation. And the RET faction under President Zuma, when he was in power, never attempted to do so. I was just looking up today the National Conference resolution from December 2017. And the actual wording is, expropriation of land without compensation should be among the key mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution. So it's true that the ANC resolution never said we will change the constitution. Nonetheless, that is the popular perception. And there are two politically important moments coming up. The one is potentially local government elections either later this year or deferred into next year, and also next year, the next ANC National Conference. And I think that the perception that there was a promise made in 2017 and that if Ramaphosa does not deliver on it in some way, he will be on the back foot. And this will be a stick with which he will be beaten with by other groups within the ANC. So I think that in the absence of a constitutional amendment, the priority for the ANC is to get the expropriation bill through. I believe it can go through. It's unlikely.
Is it an okay bill, Ruth? I mean, if one looks at it from the perspective of somebody who understands that there needs to be accelerated land reform, that the land question needs some kind of decent answer, but at the same time, domestic and international investors need to have a sense that property rights are going to be protected into the future. Does the bill go somewhere towards meeting those not necessarily disparate goals?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the expropriation bill is totally in line with the Constitution as it stands, and it says the state may expropriate, and it must do so in the public interest and for public purposes, and that will be subject to review by the courts, and there must be compensation that is just and equitable. And if it is just and equitable to pay nothing, then it is okay to do so in certain cases, and that, of course, will always be subject to contestation. The one area where I think the ANC is really missing a trick is that the expropriation bill doesn't say when exactly the state must pay compensation. It just says it must be just and equitable. So again, the question is, what does government want to do? And I think, as I said to the journalist of the Sunday Times, it's time for the ANC to put its cards on the table. I think that people on the street have lost interest in this debate. I think that investors are rolling their eyes and thinking, oh my goodness, if only we could get some kind of answer. And I think that, you know, for the state to say, there are some cases where we're not going to pay compensation, and there's some cases where we will, is fair enough. And this is really, I think,
the bill doesn't spell out which. The bill doesn't spell out how it will be decided between getting compensation and getting no compensation.
What it does is it lists five situations, which are quite extreme situations, in which there'll be no compensation, but it's not prescriptive. It just uses those as illustrations. So, for instance, where the land is held purely for speculative purposes, of course, that's going to be subject to debate, or where it was acquired illegally, abandoned buildings, etc. These are very extreme cases. I think the important question is, you know, if a family has land as their primary asset and is using it, will it be compensated? Well, yes, it very likely will be. But the state needs to spell this out. And the ANC has not tried to expropriate. They haven't set out a policy. And the truth is, expropriation is not what has held us back. I think that the important thing to watch is that Parliament comes back from recess in 2 weeks' time, on the 16th. There then should be a three-week window in which the ANC could bring this amended version of the constitutional bill, the 18th Amendment bill, to Parliament. At that point, the EFF will have to decide finally, can we support this or don't we? And I think that then the EFF would find it hard to explain to its own supporters why it would not support a constitutional amendment. So effectively, I think that the ANC has drawn this out for 3 years, probably to its own benefit, but that ultimately Ramaphosa, to secure his own position within the party, should actually move on clarifying what government plans to do with land reform in a context where actually people are not calling for the state to own all land. Rather, I think that what we see, particularly since the start of COVID, is desperate build-up of demand for secure property rights in and around cities. And I think that a clear movement towards saying we're going to secure access to land for people to have small holdings and residential plots as a matter of priority, that's the kind of thing that would get support in a run-up to a local government election.
Professor Ruth Hall, thank you very, very much indeed, a professor at UWC's Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies, otherwise known as PLAS.